now streaming on Paramount Plus. Gather your besties.
We are very exclusive.
And get ready.
Mom, go make snacks.
For sure, Regina, yeah.
For the movie that hits like a bus. In a good way.
No one died.
Mean Girls. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Showtime Sports presents Showtime Boxing with Eric Raskin and Kieran Mulvaney.
Hello and welcome. Showtime Boxing with Raskin and Mulvaney, Money Punch Edition. I am Kieran Mulvaney, and I'm joined by my co-host Eric Raskin, the managing editor and media director of USBets.com, as well as the host of the Gamble On podcast. There's a Showtime Championship Boxing triple header this Saturday, and we are back to play some wagers. Maybe real, maybe theoretical, maybe for money, maybe for pizzas, on the fights. The card is headlined by favorite Tim Zhu versus underdog Terrell Cachet in a 12-rounder at 154 pounds. And on the undercard, Michelle Rivera is favored over Joseph Adorno in a 10-round lightweight bout, while Elvis Rodriguez is the favorite over Juan Jose Velasco in a 10-round bout with a 142-pound catch weight. Listeners may recall, Eric, that you picked the upset win for Cachet on Monday's pod, so I have an inkling of where you may be going with your best bet for the weekend. But maybe you'll surprise me. What is your best bet from this weekend's fights?
Nah, I won't surprise you one bit. At least not with my best bet. I think I said on the Monday pod that I'd seen Gachet as a plus 350 dog and found that appealing. Mm. And it turns out he's available at sportsbooks as high as plus 650, 6.5 to 1. That, to me, is a phenomenal price. Now, despite me taking Gachet officially as my winner pick, like, if I'm being totally honest, I guess I don't really think there's greater than a 50% chance that he wins this fight, but I at least think it's close enough and realistic enough that it's worth going out on a limb and making the pick. You know, maybe in my heart of hearts, I'm like 40-60 on the upset, and, you know, I'm just an attention whore, so I'm making a bold pick when I think it's within reason. At plus 650... that means if Gachet is going to win this fight more than one out of every 7.5 times, if he's going to win it like 13.5% of the time or better, then I'm getting value at this price. Mm. And I absolutely think that this is some of the best value I've seen in a long time on an underdog. And I get to an extent why he's priced this way. Zhu has looked great. People are swept up in the idea that they seem to be watching a future champion on the rise. But at that price, making Zhu minus 1100 and Gachet plus 650, that to me buys into the Zhu hype too much and underrates Gachet, who, you know, this isn't some no-hope or journeyman here. It's a 34-year-old former Olympian coming off an outstanding knockout win in his last fight. So no question what my best bet is. It's Gachet to win at plus 650. But I also have to mention, there's the usual assortment of props, and you can bet on either fighter in any round. And Gachet by KO is plus 10,000, 100 to 1, in every round, all 12. You pick any one of them, it's 100 to 1. So you'll recall I went with the Vince Phillips history repeats pick of KO 10 on the pod. You damn well better believe I bet a little something on Gachet KO 10 at 100 to 1. Not a whole pizza, you know, more like a fountain soda. But still, 100 to 1, I had to do it.
You know, the more that I've thought about this fight, the more I think that, you know, even stepping aside from betting on it, I think even just as a straight up pick for Gachet to win, I think it makes a lot of sense, your pick. I think there's a real possibility here that Gachet matches up very well with Sue's style. All the things that you talked about on Monday's pod, plus the fact that his experience at top level could be a big factor here. We talked about just the quality of the opposition he's been up against. You know, he's gone through that 2-2-1 phase over his last five fights, but you look at that quality of opposition, and of course we talked about the fact that those have all been up against southpaws. And it's just hard not to think that this might be one of those circumstances where the really good, solid pro boxer just kind of takes apart the young up-and-comer here who maybe hasn't been tested. So I think just basically the notion that Gachet could win this is not at all far-fetched.
Right.
Plus 650? Lord have mercy. I think, I mean, certainly there have been times when we've done these Money Punch podcasts before where we've quasi-mocked some of the extreme odds. There was that one, I think it was Rolly Romero against Anthony Yigit, that we thought the odds were way off. Right. And actually, it turns out that the odds makers had it exactly right in the end. But this feels like a bit of a miss here. I picked Zou to win. I still think he probably will win. But at plus 650, I'd be very tempted to put some money down myself, actually, to be honest. And you also factor in that Gauthier is probably going to be kind of riding quite high after his last performance against Jermontae Clark, where, you know, he's probably feeling like he's got the wind in his sails again. So, yeah, look, I think that's extremely good value. And while you're at it, what the hell? It's like, why not really back yourself and put some money on the round you predicted? Because, I mean, really, what's to be lost, really?
Right. If it's one of those, if it ends up being KO10 and it was 100-1 and I didn't put a little something on it, I'd feel like an idiot. I'd hate myself. So.
Exactly.
I mean, more than I already hate myself.
Precisely. Looking at the other fights on that Showtime card, I also found myself fluttering my eyelashes at a bet that reflects my actual pick, which was, in fact, your pick. We both picked Michelle Rivera to stop Joseph Adorno in the co-main. Rivera's listed at minus 370 to win straight up, and Adorno's a plus 285 dog. I feel like those, even though I picked Rivera, they might be a little wide. Adorno's not a bad fighter by any means, and we're still learning about Rivera. I think it might be a smidgen closer than that, but if you dig into some of the prop bets, that's when I see one bet that I quite like. Rivera to win by decision is minus 165. But a win by KO or TKO or DQ is plus 350. I quite like that.
Yeah.
I do think he's a bit more likely to pull out that stoppage than he is to win on points. I think either is a possibility. But plus 350 does seem pretty good value. Would it be good enough value for me to actually go ahead and pull the trigger and put some money on it? It's kind of Gauthier, that Gauthier bet I wouldn't hesitate with. This I'm kind of, I think it's good value. Is it good enough? How confident would I feel about getting my money back? I'd be a little borderline on it. I'd like it to get a little wider before I definitely pull the trigger, but it's definitely in that zone there where I would think quite seriously about it. I think that's a pretty decent bet.
All right. Well, I don't know if this will encourage you at all, but I love this bet. It's probably my second favorite bet available this weekend, and I have put some money on this one also. Okay. I do think it's value. I'm just not totally understanding why Rivera by decision is perceived as so much more likely than Rivera by KO. Yeah, you said it was decision minus 165, KO plus 350, when you and I both picked KO. At the least, even if KO isn't necessarily more likely than decision, at the least they should be in the same ballpark as each other, I would think. So, yeah, that to me is a little weird. Maybe the odds makers just saw Rivera's last fight went the distance and overweighted that. I don't know. But I also noticed draw plus 1600. Adorno is no stranger to draws. I'm not sure that 16-1 is value, but, you know, if you had bet the draw in Adorno's last two fights at those odds, you'd be a rich man now. So that's another one that got my attention, but that's one of the ones that sort of like you were just saying, it looks appealing. I don't think I'll actually bet it. By the way, I'll note the other undercard fight, Rodriguez against Velasco. I'm a little surprised how wide the odds are on that one. Rodriguez minus 1,400, Velasco plus 750. I didn't think it would be that wide. You know, we both picked Elvis, but it's not like he can't possibly lose this fight.
Right.
I think plus 750 on Velasco is too high, but it's another one that I don't think I'll actually bet it. I just don't quite believe in him enough, and I've already made enough bets on other fights that I think have more value.
Eat so many pizzas.
Right, or afford to lose so many pizzas.
Oh, well, there's that, yes.
Right. One other fight that has my betting attention is the Josh Warrington-Kiko Martinez fight. I hinted on Monday that I might have interest in Martinez as an underdog if the price was right. I hadn't seen prices yet. And I find myself on the fence about whether to bet him at plus 300. That's the highest payout I'm seeing on him anywhere. What do you think, Kieran? Is there better than a 25% chance Kiko wins and thus that there's value on that bet?
I 100% think that there is a better than 25% chance that Kiko wins that fight. There is value again, it's sort of in that sort of gray zone for me as to whether there's quite enough value. Like yourself, I'd probably be a little bit on the fence. But look, their first fight, it went to a majority decision. And although Warrington's, you know, scaled some great heights subsequently, he now hasn't won since October 2019. And then after his shock loss to Mauricio Lara, you know, he wasn't looking terrific in the rematch until that fight got stopped and declared a technical draw. Whereas Kiko Martinez, you know, you just never know. He seems to truck along at just the level below the top. And then suddenly he'll come out with a performance like he did last time against Kid Galahad. And he's right back in the top of the pile again. And honestly, he's, what is he, 64 years old now? He looks like he could keep doing this for a while. I mean, he just looks such a strong man. And he just keeps on rolling along. So it could be this very interesting thing that, like, a year ago, the odds probably would have been very different. And I would have had very different opinions on whether it's value or not. One thing I'll say, looking again at the prop bets here for this, I would have thought that by far the likeliest means for Kiko Martinez to get the win here will be by TKO. You know, Warrington's looked a little bit vulnerable in his last couple of fights. Martinez is really strong, and you know, he was losing on points to Kid Galahad until he just produced, you know, those knockout punches. And of course, you know, the fights are in the UK.
Right.
But all of that said, plus 2,200 on him scoring a decision win.
Wow, it's that wide.
Yeah. I mean, Jack Catterall would be like, no, mate, don't place a bet.
Right, right.
On winning on points in the other guy's backyard. But 2,200? I don't know. Now, it could be one of those fights that Martinez wins and doesn't get the decision. But right. I'm a bit tempted by that, just because I think that's far wider than it should be.
Yeah, yeah, I hadn't even looked closely and seen that, but yeah, that's shockingly wide. And geez, I guess I gotta place a couple more bets. You talked me into Martinez at plus 300, and maybe take him by decision also for a tiny bit. And by the way, I'm just gonna throw this in real quick in case we don't do a money punch in 2 weeks. I was looking ahead just a little at DraftKings. Erickson Lubin, minus 110. Sebastian Fundora, minus 110. DraftKings is saying that is literally a dead even fight. And then I kept scrolling down, and Katie Taylor, Amanda Serrano, exactly the same.
Really?
You don't see those minus 110s in boxing often. There are two of them out there right now in big fights.
Wow, that's a sign, I assume, that the sportsbooks are extremely nervous about losing money. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, so minus 110 is the standard version of even money for a sports book, but like when in a football game, when the Packers are favored by 3, it's Packers -3, minus 110, and their opponent +3, minus 110. That's the standard VIG.
Okay.
So yeah, but that's what they're saying, is that both of those fights, each side equally likely to win.
It'll be interesting to see how they move as the fights get closer. And yes, maybe we will be back to have a look at those. But that will do it for this Money Punch edition of Showtime Boxing with Raskin and Mulvaney. We'll be back Monday morning to review all the action and how our best bets did and how much pizza Eric's eaten. And we will also be getting Eric's countdown of the top 554-pound fights of all time. Until then, thank you for listening. Be safe, be kind.
CBS Wednesday.
We have so many cool, diverse people from different backgrounds, different beliefs, different upbringings, and it just keeps growing.
I feel it in my soul. I'm a citizen of the United States.
I'm a hustler.
I'm a big Taylor Swift fan.
I'm the queen of the tribe. I'm a
survivor. I am playing whatever role I gotta play.
I'm gonna play this game full speed.
I ain't going down like no punk.
A new Survivor, Wednesday on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.